We'll call the meeting to order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The council has before them the minutes of December 16. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? I entertain a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I entertain a motion for the approval of claims.
I'll make that motion for approval of first claims.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon? Motion passes.
Yes.
No petitions and communications. We'll move on to officer reports. First up is Rich.
Nothing more. The last one by Richard Ford, the bid on the ladder truck. It's a high bid, but
dang it.
Didn't meet their reserve. They never published what their reserve was.
Oh, they never gave you a chance to meet the reserve?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I'm going to email them by the off chance. There's a disclaimer that says, you know, if you don't meet the reserve, the department has the opportunity to sell it directly. Relist it on another auction.
Right.
I'm going to send them an email just to see where they want to go.
Cool. Kind of weird. Next is police chief.
Any questions? Are you bidding on or looking at new cameras if they're not supported anymore?
Yeah, exactly why they won't work on them or anything. If any, the slightest problem with that with them, you can't buy anything, you can't send them in and have them work on them or anything. But if one of them goes down, you just won't have a camera.
All right.
Okay. Aaron, how are our radar units? Are we getting them?
Those will be start
after this.
In all the new cars. The two newest radars we have are one's in my car, one's in SRO Zachary's car, and the other radar units are probably close to 25, 30 years old. So we'll take those out of the new vehicle fund once they get. And sometimes you can buy, if you buy two or three of them, they'll give you a deal on it. If we can do that, then I'll absolutely go that route. Yeah, we'll be changing those out too.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else for Aaron? Peyton? Anything to add on your report? Okay.
I got one question though. So the guardrail that got hit, I know when my daughter took out a fence, our insurance had to cover it, so can't we go back to the people that hit the fence and get their insurance to cover that fence?
We are.
Oh, we are. Oh, right. Sounded like the city was responsible for it.
It's USAA.
Yeah. USAA is the insurance company.
Oh, copy. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I got a couple of items on Peyton's report. On the sewer, Peyton, with the Big Sky Portables been using the lagoon, and other businesses been using the dump for without paying the city.
That's the kind of gist that I'm getting. Tying into the first part where I changed the locks at the pump stations and all the padlocks to one key, because I had people that had keys and were going in there anytime they wanted to, and so the first one that came by, I don't know which company it was. I believe they were a tree trimmer somewhere, and they wanted to dump, and they wanted to do it on, I think, a Saturday or Sunday in the evening or whatever, and they said, well, usually we got a key, but I can't find the key, and that kind of started the whole thing. I told him he wasn't getting a key. He had to dump when people were there, when it was manned by city personnel, so he could be properly billed. And I've had a bunch of others that drop off just these sheets of paper telling me how many loads they supposedly dumped there. But the big one was, yeah, the Big Sky Portables apparently dumping in the lagoon. It's obviously not waste that's from our city. It's probably outliers that she's pumping, and she doesn't want to haul it back to Absorkey. I did sit and talk to her. I said I wanted her report for, you know, how much that she had dumped there, because she does have to report it to DEQ. But I told her that it was going to have to cease until we could come up with a fee schedule or something. I believe Sheree helped me pull up that we've paid some $24,000 over the last, since they've been here, 2018, in rentals just for our portage ons for the parks, as well as, you know, the extras that we had to have at Inchcapee during the construction. But still, that wasn't a deal that was made for us. But the big concern is we don't have any control over the waste that she's dumping in there that could affect our lagoon and our sampling that we take out of there to give to DEQ.
Okay, how do you want to move forward?
I think we're going to either have to, I mean, there's the city of Billings, they have industrial waste charges per 1,000 gallons. It's something like $60 per 1,000 gallons. I mean, it would be a thing where we would have to see, I believe, I'm pretty sure her tank is about 1,000 gallons, is what she told me per time. We would have to come up with some kind of fee structure to take that if we wanted to. I'd like to see her DEQ report on what she's dumping and from where before we kind of looked at that, but that would probably be next steps, is either shutting it down and not accepting that waste, and or setting up a fee schedule and taking it. But we also, like I say in there, we have three businesses in town that are RV dumps that are charging people five or however many, $5-7 each time they dump in there, and we're not getting any bit of that, and that's usually not a good thing. That should be metered as well. Because it comes from all over, and you know, people throw stuff in their RV. Anything that throws a balance of our lagoon sampling off is a bad thing. I'm not saying that we shouldn't accept that kind of waste, but there needs to be a fee associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are the three in town?
There's three of them, and I can give you a little history on it too myself. And the porta potties, Joe Lohoff was the original owner of the Big Sky Septic, and Joe would pump our waste out of our septic system down at Hitchkeppy, so we allowed him to dump the porta potties in there. So it wasn't anything in writing; it was kind of a handshake thing. So, but I don't know. I think somebody else, his daughter, took it over. Cameo, or is that her name? Peyton Cameo, I think.
Yeah, Cameo. Okay. I can't remember the last name offhand.
And I think we also had, I don't know, do they charge us for the porta potty out at the cemetery too?
They charge us for everything.
I didn't know if that one was actually charged for.
Oh, I didn't know there was one at the cemetery.
There is one at the cemetery, which he provided and let, so he could, you know, we let him dump. It was nothing in writing, but that was kind of how that got started. And also the Senex thing, that was about 15 years ago, and I don't know of any other places where septic or campers dump in town, other than the only one that was approved by the council was the one at Senex, and that was like 15 years ago, because there was a lot of pressure on some place to be able to dump that kind of thing for campers out of Hitchkeppy. They wanted us, the city, to maybe put one down there, and then we'd have to, of course, maintain all that and have somebody man it. So we Senex thought, well, we could put one in here. And I think they pay the annual monthly service for that service line that they should be. They have two sewer services. They should be paying two sewer services. I don't know if the billing, what's going on there or not, but I'm not into the billing side of things, but they were paying that. And also the keys, that were handed out were to grass contractors, so they didn't have to just work on Wednesdays. Ladybug, Tim Avalone, anybody that was a grass lawn care contractor in the summer was given a key. So there wasn't that many. I think hospital had one. Stillwater County lawn care guys had one. And the school had one. So there's only like six or eight keys. As far as any other keys, I don't know. I think the fire department, all their guys have one. So I just thought you need a little history. I'd hate to see the lawn care guys not be able to get in there when they need to. Those businesses.
And that's into our solid waste site is where they go?
Into the container site, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Yep. For composting grass. Right. We don't charge for grass anything.
Right.
So a little history.
Okay. Any questions for Peyton? Ryan?
I don't have anything to add.
And Cherie?
I don't really have anything to add. I added a couple things that weren't in my report. The cash report and the budget, basically where we are as of the end of December. And then just kind of an update of all of the loans that the city currently has and what their balances are, and just kind of some information. If you have any questions on it, you can swing by and see me or email me or ask me now.
She also attached a list of the current committees. If you want to change the committee you're on, that is last year's.
Yeah.
I won't make the appointments till next meeting. So if you want off or you want to be on a different one, you better contact me between now and then.
What happened to the baseball field, 19-42? What?
Yeah.
Wasn't a very good estimate, evidently.
Well, first of all,
you can tell me later if you want.
Well, no, you have every right to know this. In fact, Dan asked last time. In case you want to know, it's 21-16 right now.
Yeah, it's getting closer. So we got to get home.
Yeah, we get home.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
We can do it next week.
I can give you. We had an engineer's estimate, and for the quantities, and then the quantities ended up changing, and the actual material that they bought ended up changing. So the materials came in about double what they were, and that was about $9,000 more. We were told that by Garrett Excavating
also, this was the
provide the machinery and the labor for the project.
Their word.
The bill was they sent us a bill for $34,000, and we paid them $15,000. They came back and said, "Well, what we really meant was we wanted you to pay for anything that we're cash out of hand on." So they weren't cash out of hand on their material, and they weren't cash out of hand on their labor. Paul used a lot of his own labor, but he had to take a couple of, he had to rent some equipment. He wanted us to pay for that, and he wanted us to pay for some trips to Billings. End up being about a little over $600, $6,000 more. He had all those together, and that's what it came up. What we should have done, it was very generous of them to make that offering, that donation. That probably saved us about $9,000. But what we should have done is we should have had the bid up front, had him bid it. If he wanted to make his donations off of that, that would have worked better than not having our figures completely pinned down.
That happens.
Yeah. So whoever caught that, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah,
thank you.
A good old days.
Any public comment on current agenda items? Probably not. Reports on committees. We have two committees at work. Parks and Recreation is working, that's Cole and Dannon, work on potential sign ordinance for Granite Peak Park. Have you had a chance to get together?
I contacted Chris Rasmussen and talked to him and saw what his views were on that, and he doesn't think that they should be facing towards the, we should keep it the way that it is. I was going to call, get a hold of that person that was for the DOT to see if that was, if that ever would come up as a problem, but I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so. Chris advised me not to get a hold of that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said,
guy.
Huh?
The Helena.
Yeah.
Right-away guy?
Yeah.
Because that gets them involved in something. That
yeah, and it could get, it could get out of hand. The gist I got from Chris is basically, or what I took away from it is, we'd be better off just making our own ordinance and make sure just an ordinance that says that all signs need to be on the inside of the fence. But
now, does that include the signage that, because like Tim and I noticed, like all three fields have signs on them naming the field, but they're in there facing out.
Yeah.
That would be something that
probably not
going to
go there. And there's also signs up there that say donated by Stillwater Mining.
Stillwater Mining.
We're just talking about
advertising signs.
And on another note, when your committee meets, you need to, the minute the meeting needs to be noticed, posted, open to the public, and you have to take minutes.
Who's that? You again?
So,
on that one.
And every committee has a
it's me over here.
Mayor or staff representative that can work with you. And for Parks and Recreation's Park and Recreation, it's both the Public Works Director and the City Clerk. So if you want to come up with some suggestions and get Ryan involved. And then the other committee was the Cemetery Committee on Green Burial. That was Rick and Dennis.
We haven't met yet.
Yeah. And you know, that's another thing that you need to tie into and see if we need some regulations. And I think we just got a safety. It's 2118.
We just got a safety.
Okay, we're moving right along. No unfinished business.
You're not, your mind's not here, is it?
Huh?
They're playing defense over there.
Okay.
It's all because you know Dan and Dan on.
Yeah. It is. That was my plan.
Yeah, NDSU is getting ready to score. Come on. End of the third quarter. Okay, just we're going on to new business. The first item is the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Unified Certification Program document approval for the airport to have on file. Where is that? Here it is. You have to approve this, right? Motion to approve. We got a lot of things under the airport, as you can see, and we're going to have to take them
one at a time. Even all the lease agreements?
Even all the lease agreements.
Even though they're exactly the same, except for name?
They're somewhat the same, but there's a little bit of difference. Plus, if there's one you didn't want to approve.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the UCP program.
I'll make that motion. Approve the UCP program.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Dannon.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
Dennis.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a request for assignment of a non-commercial Memorial. Non-commercial Waltman Memorial Airport ground lease for, this one's for Morrow to reassign a lease. Entertain a motion to approve the reassigned lease from Morrow to Morrow Trust.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan? Motion
yes.
passes. Next one is Cows Around at Bench Ranch lease. Motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Bob?
Second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next one is James Ergens. Whoops. Got a problem on this one. The Ergens on front and Cars Around on the second page. Is yours right?
That way?
Maybe I just got them ones that are stapled.
Mine's right.
Okay. And the originals are here, so.
Okay. It's Ergens on front and Ergens on the second page. Okay. Motion on Ergens.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Rick.
Discussion? Does it have to be dated? It's not dated on there, or is it supposed to? The other ones were, I just...
Yeah.
Because all the other ones have a date on them, and this one doesn't. I was just wondering if that's important or not.
All people will get I's and dot and T's crossed.
I'll date them when I sign them.
Right.
I'll date... Well, maybe I won't. No, I'll date it when I sign it.
I just know when I do my financial stuff, they make sure that I have the date on there. Cause
yeah.
Even if it's wrong.
Well, some of these, you know, they were initiated in October and November. So the date signs are going to be much after that. I think we're ready to vote. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next one is Lloyd Sund. Hangar lease one. This is on the T hangers. Motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Cole?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next one, T hanger for Kevin Wallace, Stillwater Flyers. Motion?
I make it.
Who got it?
I did.
Bob? Second?
Yes.
Second, Rick. Discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next one, is also Stillwater Flyers.
That Stillwater Flyers should be, there's a couple of people that take that for some reason.
Yeah.
We should just go to number three, the hangar three.
Okay. Well, Stillwater Flyers is T hangar two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're on to three now. This is Finn. Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Colt.
Second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. T-hanger four, Dan O'Neill. Motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dannon?
Second.
Second by Bob. Discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. This is T-hanger five. This is by Hexum. Motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Danon?
Yes.
Okay. And T-Hanger. This is T-Hanger 5 again.
Yeah, we've got to do something on 5 also.
T-Hanger 6 is a Spartan helicopter. Motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Discussion? Danon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We didn't get number 5.
We missed the heating installation.
You missed 5?
There was 2.
Heating installation.
In the packet.
Approval of contract with heating installation. I don't think there's anything in the packet on that.
So there isn't anything in the packet on that. We're quickly asking
This is for the T-Hanger.
Yeah, the intercapital and the commissioners wanted us to recommend to the heating contract from the heat. We've met through the 3 bids provided and chose Lucky's Heating, which is a local. So that's what we recommended to the commissioners, and if you guys want to approve Lucky's Heating, they came in the low bid, met all of the objectives. So I don't know if you need to. Commissioner wanted your guys' approval on Lucky's as well. I didn't bring it.
Do we get the quote?
I have a copy right here. Sorry. Actually, I did really good on this packet, didn't I?
Yeah.
Too much?
Yeah. Killed a lot of grease.
Guys are going to want to approve it. You might want to look at it.
Real quick. That's all covered for?
It's feeding.
All the heating.
Cost.
They were going to, I mean, we're going to wait for your guys' approval, then we got to apply for the intercapital first.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why it was kind of odd to me that they wanted us to pick the contract where we didn't have the money for it.
They wanted to what?
They wanted us to pick the.
Contractor?
Contractor. I thought we'd want the money first and then pick the contractor.
Where are you getting the money?
Intercapital.
Oh.
That the county supplied.
Okay.
You guys have to figure it out.
I need to back up one thing. The hangars are January to January, or, because I see this one for the helicopter one started in October. So is his going to be October, or has he got those 3 months to, or 2 months to pay and then?
I can't honestly answer tonight. I have to see when, thought they were, but I think they signed the paperwork in October. But
yeah, he did. He got keys in October.
They're in the hangar now, so it would have to be, it's 12 months from when they rent it.
Okay, all right.
So the helicopter one starts November 1. Says on paragraph 1.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay.
A couple of them have different dates to mail when they put their aircraft.
Vermont just scored from 44. 28-24.
What's the score?
Malott just ran 44 yards for a score.
A little devil.
Yeah.
So we need approval of the contractor then?
Mm-hmm. I entertain a motion for the approval of the contract for heating installation.
I'll make a motion to approve that contract.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
We've got Cole. Is there any discussion? Danon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any comments not on the agenda? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
We missed something? Oh, okay. You're just kind of sitting over.